coming up.
Well, I can see you're going to be trouble already, aren't you?
How do you see that?
Is that because of the texture as much as the taste?
Horrid stuff. Yeah, no thank you.
Well, because I haven't been working on it all day.
I was kind of rabble-rousing the conference, I think.
Telling them, weren't you?
And things tend to slip through me.
You could do it in a German accent.
I'm definitely not going to do that, no.
I haven't massively changed them on this.
My bad for assuming it.
Stop doubting yourself.
I like the fact you went Doctor Who there. That's a homage.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. This is Mark Rice. He is my co-host.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Sam Boffin, my co-host.
Hello. So welcome to our little world of voiceover-related fun.
I love that. Yes, as always, alongside our intrepid special guest, we'll be looking at scripts, making some choices, and discovering what we can do with our voices.
Because there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. Mm. So, Mark, before we meet our guest, a bit of true or false.
Okay.
So, I have played many a Shakespearean character, from Titania to Gertrude to Cleopatra, but I have never played Lady Macbeth, which I feel I should be a shoo-in for. Is that true or false?
You should definitely be a shoo-in for it, I grant you. I think there's a bit of bitterness behind that statement. So I think maybe you have never been asked to play Lady Macbeth, but you ought to be.
I have never been asked, and I fear my days are numbered unless they're going to play a rather mature Lady Macbeth.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen some mature Lady Macbeths in my time. I love Macbeth. Anyway. My true or false is I'm a recent convert to mango, the fruit. And now I can't get enough of it. True or false?
A recent convert. I think that is true. You lead quite a specialist life.
Specialist life. I'm not sure what you mean by that. But no, I can't bear mango. I hate it. Horrid.
Oh, really?
Horrid stuff. Yeah. No, thank you.
Is that because of the texture as much as
partly
the taste?
Partly the texture, but I don't really like the taste either. There we go.
Okay.
Well, of course, we also have our very special guest with us, voice actor Ingrid Wiseman. Hello, Ingrid. Welcome to How Do You Say That?
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you along.
You're laughing at the mango thing.
Right, Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Ingrid, shall we?
Yes, so Ingrid is an elegant, smooth voice actor with a multitude of character voices and accents. She trained at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School and went on to work in television and radio, theatre and film for several years. But she's also had loads of other careers, including being an air stewardess, a wedding organiser, a recruitment consultant, an estate agent and a drama teacher. And then, dun, 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 during lockdown, she found the time to set up as a voice artist and she hasn't looked back.
Ah, well, her clients include Medicate, Minecraft, E45, L'Oreal, AstraZeneca, loads and loads, many more. BBC Radio 4, currently recording a variety of characters for the BBC for an educational history game for kids. Well, welcome along to the podcast, Ingrid. Can you tell us your fun fact, please?
Oh, yes. During my acting career, when I look back, I played more nurses and prostitutes than anything else.
I mean, that's quite a tightrope, isn't it?
Nurses and prostitutes, which when
they're two very different professions. Yeah. Come on.
I decided I must...
They're both quite soothing, I think.
Be a bit of a floozy, but I had a lovely bedside manner.
Yes, yes.
Good in both, yeah.
Nice. I definitely think that. And I think there's quite a lot of dressing up to be done.
Absolutely.
Fair. Yes.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
It was weird looking back and thinking how, well, obviously people saw me in different ways. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I did. I played a lot of prostitutes and a lot of nurses.
Well, let's pull on that rubber glove now and have a look at the first script of the show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
This was quite serendipitous because, Ingrid, you brought along a script about a certain subject and I also happen to have one on a similar subject, but contrasting, I think. So, this is a corporate script that I have brought along.
About water?
About water.
Okay, so we've got a watery theme.
Yes.
Stop it, Ingrid, stop it. Well, I can see you're going to be trouble already, aren't you?
Are we talking showers? Are we? No, we're not. We're talking completely different.
Although wastewater of a different kind. Yes, absolutely. Now, interestingly, Sam, both of the scripts today, and you might be able to see it if you're looking at it in the show notes, are exactly the same word count, but yours looks double the length of Ingrid's.
It does. And it's because it was set out on the page in a certain way.
Interesting.
Which, I might add, I cut and pasted into a completely different format.
So ignore the line structure is what you're saying.
I put it in there for because that was how the script arrived in front of me. But as is often the case, when copywriters write scripts, they write it for their benefit.
Yep.
So they can sell the idea into someone.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not always the most useful way.
I do that every single time now.
Good.
Absolutely. I take it, I cut and I paste onto notes and then I take away the majority.
It's the line splitting actually that is great for performance pieces. So for characters and things. But it doesn't work quite so well if they want a conversational feel.
Of course, because we're not saying ignore the punctuation.
No,
we're saying work with the punctuation. With it, sometimes it needs more, sometimes it needs less to bring it to life.
But it is in fact the opening video to a conference.
I'm going to imagine conference now, because I think that means it may need to come in slightly bigger than I was going to do it.
Okay.
But we'll see. From the very beginning, we transformed how wastewater was managed, building new treatment works and infrastructure along our coast and set new standards for the future. In every county, town and village, every community, every site, even those tricky ones, in every office and in recent times every home office, dining room and kitchen too, on every project, big and small. Engineering, finding leaks, fixing bursts and helping customers. Now we get to be part of a new era for our sector, where reservoirs are built, where technology is key, where we have a new plan.
Okay, Ingrid, what did you think?
Well, bigger than I would have gone in.
It's actually bigger than I would have gone in, thinking about it halfway through.
you were telling them, weren't you? You really were telling them that...
I was kind of rabble-rousing the conference, I think.
Yeah, quite strong, strong.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I will say now that they did discuss Epic.
And then rejected it out of
hand. Well, they
heard you.
They stepped away from Epic and they wanted it to be more inspiring. Inspiring, I suppose.
That's not it's not 100 miles away from Epic Inspiring.
It's just
a slightly more subtle way than I did it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Also, the other thing is mainly because you didn't ask, this is from the middle.
I see. You gave me a bit of a bum steer there, because you said it was a video at a conference, so we, I think, just assumed that. That was my bad. My bad for assuming it.
Don't assume anything. Yeah, so it's
beginning at the beginning, doesn't it? That makes you think,
But this is actually from partway through.
Oh, I would have done it very differently had I known that.
I know. But this is the point, isn't it? This is the... Because often, as well, we get this sort of thing in an audition. We get a portion of the script that is not necessarily the beginning, the middle, or the end. In fact, we don't know where it is.
Yes.
They don't tell you. And that is a really good thing to think, okay, I can do two very different reads here for them.
Yeah.
Well, that
I can
is
do
true.
One that,
that
starts it off and one that is somewhere in the middle. And actually, just those two different ways of looking at it are quite useful.
Very helpful. Exactly right. Ingrid, now that you know it's not at the beginning, let's hear what you would have done with it.
Right. Let's see what happens. Shall we? From the very beginning, we transformed how wastewater was managed, building new treatment works and infrastructure along our coast, and set new standards for the future. In every county, town and village, every community, every site, even those tricky ones, in every office, and in recent times, every home office, dining room and kitchen too. On every project, big and small, engineering, finding leaks, fixing bursts, and helping customers. Now we get to be a part of a new era for our sector, where reservoirs are built, where technology is key, where we have a new plan.
Ooh, I think very yes.
Picked you picked it up at the end, didn't you?
Yeah, and wow. You went for the inspiring, as yeah, Sam was saying, so, as yeah. opposed to the epic. So, I mean, I got yes. the big difference there.
Yeah, for sure. And so that was interesting because both of you actually have been a lot slower, I think, or certainly in my mind, than I was.
Interesting.
So, so you did do inspiring and you did a real build in that, didn't you, Ingrid?
But I tell you what I did notice, Ingrid, on the other side of the spectrum, much as you had said, yeah, I had a look at the lines and took commas out and added them in, you stuck very closely to the line layout.
No, I did, there. Actually. I haven't massively changed them on this because I haven't been working on it all day.
No, I appreciate
that. You know
that.
What I mean?
Who's got the time?
And also, I think because what I do when you're working on something else is you try all the different ways, don't you? You try all
yes,
the ways.
Yes, that's true.
And then you listen back to yourself and you say, that one's better. Well, I do. I mean, I can go, oh, I'm a worse critique. I just go over and over stuff. Nope. Like that, don't like that. And then, as you said, Sam, you actually put two contrasting, sometimes three.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm really interested in what you did. So not epic, but inspiring. Okay. Not the way it's laid out on the page, but maybe different. So I'm interested to see what you do.
Okay. From the very beginning, we transformed how wastewater was managed, building new treatment works and infrastructure along our coast, and set new standards for the future. In every county, town and village, every community, every site, even those tricky ones. In every office and, in recent times, every home office, dining room and kitchen too. On every project, big and the small. Engineering, finding leaks, fixing bursts and helping customers. Now we get to be part of a new era for our sector. Where reservoirs are built, where technology is key, where we have a new plan.
Yeah, absolutely. I see the difference. What did you think, Ingrid?
I loved it. It felt like you were talking more directly to each individual.
Mm.
I felt like you were, that there was a more of a personal touch than mine.
Yeah.
But both of us.
Oh, mine wasn't designed to be personal. I think mine was designed to be uplifting and rabble-rousing, which we have already discussed is wrong.
Well, it might be right for a particular... You know, in a different circumstance, it might be right.
You were very low-key, certainly in comparison, I think, with me, not so much with Ingrid. But even then, you still built towards the end. Mm. That building at the end was lovely.
I thought your last line was perfect.
Well, that actually is just before, within the script, that you mention what it is that we've got. So there's a load of stuff after it. This is very much the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you're leading up where we... Yeah. Have a new plan. You're then going to launch into it.
What the new plan is. Yeah.
And that's then there's the name of the new plan. And then we talk about what that does.
I noticed something that both Ingrid and I did that you did correctly and we did wrong.
Yes.
Big and the small. We both.
Both of you left out the.
Both left out the on the small.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both of you.
And I don't know why. It's just, it's an unusual phrase, that big
I think
and
it's
the
because
small.
Normally you'd have exactly and the big open. And the small,
yeah.
or
yeah.
big and small.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's not.
We just reinterpreted it as we fancied.
Well, you know.
Doing that sometimes on something, and you've read it, you know, 10 times, especially when you're on a live one with a client, and you know you've read it over and over and over, and then they say, oh, no, you just missed that word out. And I've done it where I've done it again.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's the thing.
How have I just done that again when you literally just told me?
Play How Do You Say That?
It is worthwhile remembering we're working on real scripts, but we've changed some names and some details to avoid copyright issues. And while we're on the subject of scripts, you can find them both and follow along in the show notes of this episode, wherever you happen to be listening.
Yes, you absolutely can. So, Ingrid, your script. Tell us a little bit about this script.
It was for an audio guide for a museum in Germany. And it started off with the atmosphere, and then it went to mountains and mountainous regions and water and streams. And then it went to the ground. So I've done the atmosphere, I've done the mountainous regions, and then I end up talking about the ground. And it started off with them sort of, I interpreted it that I was just being a person explaining stuff, but they wanted me to kind of characterise them.
Right. Yes. In what way?
They changed as it went on.
Yes.
And this first one, being the ground, my original take was very solid and strong. Mm. Just, hey there, it's me, the ground.
Yeah.
But actually, it ended up being they wanted it quite fun and light.
So how did you get the different characterizations between all the different things then? Were they all quite different, the mountains and the...
Yes, the first one talking about the atmosphere was much more explanatory. It was a little bit more like a teacher teaching children, because it's obviously for children, this particular audio guide. So the first one was just talking about the atmosphere, and they didn't want it to be too sort of condescending.
So they didn't personify the atmosphere?
No, none of them were particularly personified.
Apart from this one?
Well, even that was just give it some character. So I wasn't a character. Okay. This is why I chose this, because it's very vague. And as I say, it sort of changed throughout recording, where they said, actually, make it lighter and friendlier.
We love a bit of vague, Sam, don't we? Because it allows us to play with
vague
it.
Vague means a lot of different things.
And it was one of those jobs where what they initially ask for doesn't turn out to be what they actually want.
Absolutely.
At the end.
Sam, I want to see you have a go at it.
Okie doke. Hey there, it's me, the ground. Yep, right here, underneath your feet. I'm the top layer of the earth and possess diverse capabilities depending on my composition. From soaking wet to bone dry, I form the basis for different habitats. And that's not all. If clay or humus are part of my mixture, I turn into a fantastic water filter. When water seeps through my fine layers, dirt particles and toxins simply filter out. If I consist of many coarse grains of sand, however, the water seeps away considerably faster and things tend to slip through me.
It was a very light character, that.
Fun. She was fun.
Yeah, and if it had been
a
cartoon character, you would have been able to really see a face there. But there is no character actually put on top of this, Ingrid, is there?
No. It's just your own making each, because as I say, this was a third section, making them slightly different. So you're not just being, I suppose, because it's for children and you are giving them lots of information. This is just a small section of it.
I think that children would have been enchanted by that, Sam. I think it was very listenable. I was taking in the information because it was fun.
Yes.
Was it too fast?
Not for me.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not for me.
No, okay. It was just a question, really, as much as anything else.
It matched that character voice. It matched that character's personality to go that fast, I think.
Cool, cool. It's fun to do. Must have been a really fun piece, actually, Ingrid.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. The whole thing was lovely.
I don't know what I'm going to do differently from that.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, no, that's kind of how I was thinking about it. When Ingrid was explaining it. All right, well, let's give it a go. Let's see what...
Going to do your accent.
Birmingham
accent.
Did they like accents, Ingrid?
No, not at all for this particular thing.
That's going to take me away from that, Sam. I'm not going to do that.
You could do it in a German accent, has it?
I'm definitely not going to do that, no.
that would be hilarious.
But I'm not going to do it. Maybe that's in the wild card. Who knows?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, lighter character. All right, here we go. All right. Psst. Hey there. It's me, the ground. Right here, underneath your feet. I'm the top layer of the earth and possess diverse capabilities depending on my composition. From soaking wet to bone dry, I form the basis of different habitats. And that's not all. If clay or humus are part of my mixture, I turn into a fantastic water filter. When the water seeps through my fine layers, dirt particles and toxins simply filter out. If I consist of many coarse grains of sand, however, the water seeps away considerably faster and things tend to slip through me.
I think you both did it in a much more fun way than I did. I think mine was a little bit more educational. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yes, I now feel like, oh, I think I was quite boring the way I did.
No, you did what they wanted. That's the point. What was
yes, exactly. We're playing with it.
What I loved about that, actually, Mark, is you really got, you know, the two statements that basically the ground makes at the end,
mm-hmm.
where they're talking about if I'm fine, this happens. Mm. If I'm coarse, this happens.
Yeah.
I really got that if I'm one or if I'm the other. I really got that from your read, which I don't think I bought out in my read in the same way.
I tried to get a little bit of boastful in there because I thought the ground
boastful
was boasting
ground.
It could do this and this.
Lovely. Yeah.
It didn't sound boastful, but it did sound quite proud.
Yes, yeah. Kind of sound. Yeah, that's what I was aiming at. Mm. So quite a way away from the way that you did it, Ingrid, then.
I think one of the words in my that was at the top of mine was a certain amount of pride in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was rather pleased with myself. Mm. Yeah.
Totally. Well, would you like to show us what you did for the client?
If I can remember. I'll do a version now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It'll all come back.
Psst. Hey there. It's me, the ground. Yep, right here, underneath your feet. I'm the top layer of the earth and possess diverse capabilities depending on my composition. From soaking wet to bone dry, I form the basis for different habitats. And that's not all. If clay or humus are part of my mixture, I turn into a fantastic water filter. When water seeps through my fine layers, dirt particles and toxins simply filter out. If I consist of many coarse grains of sand, however, the water seeps away considerably faster and things tend to slip through me.
You went a lot slower than either of us interestingly. Yeah.
And also, Ingrid, you felt quite educative.
Yes, I like was, a teacher, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that was a little bit more. I think that
favorite
was
teacher.
Because of the whole thing, because this was the last one, I think the whole thing had been a lot of facts you're giving them.
Yes.
I was trying to educate, but in a, hey, fun way.
Yeah.
I think that came across.
Though. Not as fun as you two, though.
I think you definitely went down the much more sort of teacher route, which is actually, when kids are going to a museum and they want to be taught something, is actually probably a really good way to go, which is why they liked that, I would imagine.
I think as adults, we all think, well, this is fascinating, isn't it? And then you look at the kids' faces and it's like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Need to be a bit more interactive.
When I worked with the kids at the school and I remember taking it to the science museum, I was way more interested in everything than they were.
I know, bless.
Well, all right, people, it's now time for the wild card, okay? Ingrid, can you pick one of the scripts for either Sam or me and give us a new direction, a new something to do with it?
I'm going to go with my script.
Right.
A sort of a 1940s newsreader.
Oh.
I'll go on Sam.
Oh,
okay.
I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest.
You love 1940s.
I love doing that, but I also know that Sam. I know Sam is going to nail this beautifully.
Yeah, I bet you will.
I know who I'm going to channel. I'll tell you who I channeled afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. Psst. Hey there, it's me, the ground. Yep, right here, underneath your feet. I am the top layer of the earth and possess diverse capabilities depending on my composition. From soaking wet to bone dry, I form the basis for different habitats. And that's not all. If clay or humus are part of my mixture, I turn into a fantastic water filter. When water seeps through my fine layers, dirt particles and toxins simply filter out. If I consist of many coarse grains of sand, however, the water seeps away considerably faster and things tend to slip through me.
Beautiful, but not what I was expecting.
No.
I loved it.
Who was that based on, or who gave you some theory there?
Well, I wasn't doing a direct thing, but I was thinking, how would Joyce do it?
Yeah, do you know what? Joyce Grenfell, halfway through, when you got to if clay or hummus, I thought, oh, she's Grenfelling it.
But obviously wasn't anything like it wasn't anything like Joyce Grenfell would have done. It was just that I tried to sort of think of her rather proper way that she held herself and dressed and things like that as I was doing it. But I think it was wrong, but it was sort of a bit.
Yeah. The thing for me is, I thought it was really warm, and that kind of accent, I tend to think of more pinched.
Yes,
and
you're right.
Mean.
You're right. It
but you
is
added
pinched.
This warmth to it that I thought, no, that works. It worked really beautifully for the actual script.
Yes, but that wasn't the assignment, was it?
Well, Ingrid, stand by your bed because I've got one for you now.
Oh no,
Ingrid, I am going to take you to a fun fair. I am going to take you to a roller coaster, and it's a big roller coaster with lots of ups and downs.
Oh, my goodness.
You are on the roller coaster with your best friend. You're enjoying it, but the dips, frankly, make your stomach churn, and some of those sounds are going to come out involuntarily.
Mm-hmm.
You get where we're going with this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to give you your script, but I'm not going to. I'm going to give you Sam's wastewater script. And the reason that I'm doing that partly is because there are lots of tiny little sentences, and I think it might help you out.
Okay.
Potentially.
Right.
Good luck.
Okay. From the very beginning, we transformed how wastewater was managed. Oh, building new treatment works and infrastructure along our coast. And setting new standards for the future in every country, every town, village, every community, every site, even those tricky ones, in every office. And in recent times, every home office. Johnny, what could you do? On every project, big and small, engineering, finding leaks, bursting, fixing bursts, and helping customers. And now, we get to be part of the new era for our sector. Where reservoirs are built. Where technology is key. We have a new plan.
You didn't sound like you were enjoying the ride very much.
I do not enjoy roller. I used to when I was young. I had to go on one with my daughter a few years ago, and something changes as you get older.
Sophie, you're absolutely right.
I was terrified. She's laughing. No, I don't find them enjoyable at all anymore.
No. So, Mark.
Yes,
I'd
Sam,
like you to
what
do
are you going
to
do?
I'd like you to do script two.
Oh, okay.
And I would like you to be a makeup artist on a film set that is creating something quite complicated.
Right, okay, like a special effects makeup
exactly,
artist.
Exactly, a special effects makeup artist.
Got you. Yes.
And as your actor, you can take it from the moment your actor sits down, in fact, and but, you know, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
There
okay.
it is.
Interesting. The special effects thing adds a whole different layer
yes.
to it. Right, okay, all right. Oh, hey there. Yeah. It's me, the ground. Yeah. Right. Okay, here. Underneath your feet, I'm the top layer of Earth. And possess diverse capabilities depending on my composition. From soaking wet or bone dry, I form the basis for different habitats. And that's not all. If clay or humus are part of my mixture, I turn into a fantastic water filter. When water seeps through my fine layers, dirt, particles, toxins simply filter out. If I consist many coarse grains of sand, however, the water seeps away considerably faster. Things tend to slip through. Oh, there we go. Slip through.
I loved your concentration there at various times. That was a real push-pull with the pacing, even
yes,
mid-sentence.
Yes, yes, it was.
I really, and actually the pitch and everything was sort of, yeah, very, very good.
There were bits of clay coming off. There were bits of rubber not sticking on. Did you hear all that, Ingrid?
Did you clock all those moments?
Mentally, yeah. I was visualising you doing it. I was visualising at some point you were doing a scar or something.
Yes.
And you were like, hang on a minute, I'm really not interested in talking about this because I've got to just get this bit perfected here.
Interestingly, in my mind's eye, I didn't see a scar, but I saw the side of a nose bit flip off, that not stick properly. But there we go.
I like the fact you went Doctor Who there. That's a homage.
Oh, indeed, absolutely. Doctor Who, Star Trek, you know, all my favourites. Well, as always, we've put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself in whatever style you want.
Indeed you can. So, Ingrid, accents. I know you have a lot of accents in your wheelhouse, but has the landscape on accents changed in recent years? Are you asked as much for different accents? Do you use them frequently in one genre rather than another? How does it pan out for you?
When I started out and they said Irish or Scottish, I almost call her a friend when my Scottish person I become. She's just friendlier than I am. Because my voice is quite up here and I think sometimes I can sound a little bit posh. Mm. Suddenly there's this real friendliness about it and people just warm to it more. So I quite often, if they say regional accent...
That's where you go.
...will go to my Scottish because I just find her really friendly.
But Ingrid, in this age of authenticity, people just go and book a Scottish actor, don't they?
Well, no, I get booked lots of Scottish stuff, so...
Do you? But do you tell them that you're not Scottish or is it just... Is it veiled in this shroud of not knowing?
Well, do you know what? So the first... One of my first jobs I got, but which was an ongoing job that went on for a few years, was for a medical company. And I started and I did it all in this very nice Scottish accent. And actually, the guy, I was working through a production company, and I didn't actually speak to him directly for a few months. And when we then did a phone call and he said, "Oh, you're not Scottish." And I went, "No." And he said, the guy who we send it to at the actual medical company, he is Scottish and he had no idea.
Good.
And I went, "Well, I've got away with that one for
That's the key, isn't it? Then.
You know, people can be quite funny about it. So I actually...
Especially now. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a few companies. And they said, you know, "Have you any Scottish heritage?" And I said, "Yeah, my dad's Scottish." I'm not completely lying.
Oh, well, that's good then. Oh, well, there you go. That's fine, isn't it?
And the other one I have done a few jobs in, is this sort of, they often ask for a very light Scandi type accent. I don't know why, but I always go for them. So a light Scandi, my Dutch tends to be quite, but a general sort of... Oh, and if they're asking for just a generic European, I tend to go a little bit for, you know, kind of, it's a little bit Swedish, maybe just general Scandinavian, you know, it's very friendly and I just tend to go into that and it's wonderful.
Is this you auditioning for projects or is this... casting directors coming to you and asking for those accents from you?
No, it's me auditioning, but I've got quite a few.
But super useful, I would think, super useful for...
character
for
work.
For character work.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that must be amazing.
A lot is basic RP and more modern RP these days. Not quite as RP as it used to be.
Well, definitely not as RP as it used to be, no.
A lot of the time, they just want to kind of, you know, it's almost, not quite London, but...
It's estuary.
Estuary,
yep, basic estuary.
A little bit like that. Yep. So it's not a million miles away from how I talk, but...
But it's a million miles away from RP.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And also a sort of generic northern, which it's one of the ones I do when they just say, if they want a housewifey type person or this or that. Mm. It just makes you sound a little bit friendlier, you know? I'm not going proper northern, but I just go, you know... Very, very, very subtle. Just makes everything a little bit...
Oh, I pull out Sean Bean whenever I can.
Don't we all, love? Sorry.
There are all sorts of grey areas.
Yes, there are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have been on stage. I've been a whole variety of different accents.
Yeah.
Being married to a northerner makes a big difference.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't help. Oh. On the contrary, it does not help at all because he can hear the that I'm not Northern. Yeah. And so he just cringes and says, there is no generic Northern.
It's a fascinating discussion about accents, and we could spend all day on it, I'm absolutely sure. Ingrid, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have.
Just a reminder that all of Ingrid Wiseman's details can be found in the show notes.
Yes, they can. And of course, the scripts are there too. And do hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks again to Ingrid Wiseman. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll be asking, and this is where we do the title of the show altogether, Ingrid, are you ready? Ooh. We'll be asking,
how do you say that?
How do you say that?